afternoon, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It is 25 to 3, and it's Tuesday. Having a bit of a restful day, but more active than I have been. I think I'm coming back to strength. I'm in that frustrating hinterland still, though. The twilight zone that is when you know you're getting better. And actually the illness itself is more than gone, I would say. It's kind of, you know, well on its way out. But I'm now dealing with the echoes of the illness and all that it has done to ravage my body. My amazing body that has spent the last week protecting me and attacking the illness, attacking the virus, in order that I can live on. That came from my therapy this morning, actually. I was a bit down in the dumps, feeling a bit depressed and moany. Feel a bit kind of woozy and stuff, but then that's because I suppose my body is tired. My body has been, as I say, working very, very hard, and utilising a lot of that energy. The therapist did say that I think it's something like our bodies use 50% of our energy just to kind of keep going, and I said I was about 70%, so I'm running on less than half the energy that I normally have, if that is in fact the case. My appetite is not what it usually is. I have not been eating as healthily as I usually would. I've just been going with what I fancy. Better to eat something and get some calories in than to not eat something because I can't be bothered to do something healthy, you know? So yes, I'm starting to feel much more alive. Still got a bit of a croaky throat though, which isn't such a bad thing. As I've said, quite nice to play around with a croaky throat. But yes, back to normality. But I think it will take a little while. I obviously didn't exercise last week. I don't think I'll be exercising this week. Although maybe just with some very light weights to get myself back into the swing of things, you know, to at least maintain a bit of momentum. So that will just be, you know, not full workouts, not full weights by any means. Be interesting to see how I do when I come back in terms of what weights I can lift. Don't want to overdo it the first session back, because that'll be potentially up to 2 weeks off. And hey, I normally have a rest week anyway. Every so often, every 6 to 8 weeks, I have a rest week. So it's not fundamentally different from that, although I haven't been getting this quality of nutrition I otherwise would have. So take it easy, Dave, is what I'm saying, and go easy on yourself. You know, I won't have lost much in terms of strength and conditioning in a week and a half to 2 weeks, so onward we go. It's actually been a week, thinking about it. Yes, I became ill last Tuesday and it's now Tuesday, so it's only 1 week. So actually, that is not too bad going, really. Given that from last Tuesday, I was in bed until kind of Friday morning. Pretty much laid out. But yes, thank you to my amazing body for ensuring that I'm still alive. Namaste.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.